First of all, I want us to say thank you for taking time to join us today. And before we start our foreign policy event, I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about Jean Shaheen's smear against me and my campaign and the insensitive attack ad that she started running today. It's not only insensitive, but it's inaccurate. I'm going to read a statement, and then I'm happy to take as many questions as you have. What Jean Shaheen is doing is despicable. Her lies and scare tactics are, quite frankly, disappointing. I have always been a pro-choice independent Republican and have a strong record of supporting women's health care. I have always been, and that is how I have always voted. Some of you know I've been protecting women since my mom was being beaten at 5 years old when I came to her rescue. One of the reasons I chose to go to college close to home is so I could be there to respond to my mom and sister's calls on a constant basis to help with an abusive stepfather. Since Senator Shaheen does not want to talk about her record in voting with the president over 99% of the time, she wants to talk about my record. So I think that's a good idea. So here are the facts. As a senator, I was the lead Republican sponsor and advocate as a result of not only my upbringing of personal experiences, but recognizing the need for women to have protection. So I voted and supported the Violence Against Women Act. I stood up to my party to oppose language that would take away a woman's right to choose. I voted to protect funding for Planned Parenthood so women could have health care services that they needed and deserved. I voted for health care providers to cover the cost of contraception. As a colonel in the Army, working at the Pentagon, me and my team rewrote the sexual assault prevention regulations to make sure women who were raped or assaulted had a recourse. Those are in full force and effect and working. The very sad thing about it is Senator Shaheen knows all this. She remembers that I was one of just a handful of Republicans to support her amendment to protect female service members who were raped and allow them to get the care and services that they needed. For her to lie and say that I am opposed to women's health care is not only insensitive, but it's also deeply offensive. Let's be clear. This bill that she's referring to, that, by the way, was filed over 9 years ago and was never even voted on, and shown in her ad, did not force women to do anything. I would never force a woman to do anything. And I would never support a bill that would do such a thing. The goal of this bill was to give adoption a chance simply as an alternative. And I thought that Senator Shaheen and I agreed on that very important topic to promote more adoptions, but apparently that is not the case. In this ad, Senator Shaheen lies about the bill. She lies about my position on adoption, and she should absolutely take it off the air immediately. Let me be crystal clear. The choice to have an abortion comes down to a decision that is best made between a woman and her doctor. As you know, I live in a house full of women and have been advocating and fighting for women's safety my entire life. For Senator Shaheen and her allies to suggest otherwise in a way that she has is just shameful. It reminds me of what Martha Coakley tried to do when she said I would not allow women who are raped to be able to have the care and services they needed. Just as shameful. Sadly, the National Democratic Party is resorting to these scare tactics, not only here, but across the country, because that's all they have left. Now, you all know we're helping, obviously, fund the stations, but there's been a lot of negative ads run. But this one absolutely crosses the line. It's from her. She's standing behind this ad, as I stand behind my ads. And I'm focusing on the issues that people are talking about and you're writing about and reporting about, because we are right now talking about a sensitive and tender topic. Shame on Senator Shaheen for playing politics with women. I will continue to talk about the issues that affect all voters, both men and women, that have to do with our national security, our economic security. I will continue to talk about jobs and a way to strengthen the economy and strengthen our country at home. I will continue to draw those distinctions between us on the issues that affect everybody in New Hampshire and throughout this country. And I trust, absolutely trust, the people of New Hampshire that they will see through these lies, these offensive and insensitive attacks, not only on me, but every woman in this state. So I'm happy to take your questions. So fire away.
Senator, what exactly did this bill, do you give us a little background on this?
Sure.
How it came up, what the intent was, you'd say it got misconstrued.
It didn't get misconstrued. It was she lied. In the ad, she says it forced women to do certain things. Nowhere in the bill does it say women were forced to do anything. It required doctors to provide alternatives to abortion, to provide additional information. And that woman could have taken that and put it right in the barrel if she wanted to. It wasn't forced. The intent, the sole intent, was to help promote adoptions, different alternatives. And I am a strong believer in trying to promote more adoptions. I always have been. This is nothing new. To take a bill that was filed 9 years ago that didn't even get a vote and then try to distort my record like this, I got to be honest with you, I thought I've seen it all.
Did it require a woman's view?
Did not require at all. Yes. Did not require anything. It required the doctor to provide information, and if you look and read the bill, the word adoption's in that bill three times. The word forced is not in there once. It's a clear and blatant misrepresentation of the bill and the facts associated with filing the bill.
So it required doctors or their agents to provide information to women who are getting...
And a woman can take it and throw it away, or they can read it or not.
And that information includes photograph or...
That was never... The information was never determined because the bill never went anywhere.
But it says in the bill with specific information, if I'm reading the right bill, it says photographs or drawings of
the information was never provided as to what ultimately will go there. It required the doctor to give them information, period. How that information was ultimately disseminated or prepared by whoever was preparing it, that never came to fruition. But what it also focused on, and the main focus for Senator Knappick and I to file that bill, was to help promote alternatives to abortion and provide more adoption opportunities.
What about the 24-hour period?
The bill, as I said, never came forward. If that was an issue that was concerning other members, we could have amended that part of it. My focus, that may have been something that Senator Knappick or others were concerned about, but I joined on board because I have always felt that we need more adoptions. It's just something that is my core belief. And to have Senator Shaheen twist that around and pervert it is I thought I've seen it all, guys, but I guess I haven't. Well, that's very common where you actually bring bills forward. You start with a process, and then by the time it's over and you actually vote on it, then that process moves forward. I'm sure you're familiar with that process. But the main intent for me and anyone else that was dealing with it was to promote more adoptions.
Senator, the women's vote here in New Hampshire could be crucial to the outcome. You've seen the latest public opinion polls where Shaheen has the lead. What can you do over the next 4 weeks till election day trying to change that dynamic?
Well, we've been doing it. We've been talking about issues that obviously every citizen in New Hampshire cares about, and women's issues are very important, and my record is crystal clear in that, and people have asked me about those because I've held open town halls. Well, people have asked me those questions. She hasn't. So we're going into people's living rooms, their businesses. We're holding town halls. We're telling them where I stand on women's issues, and you know what women are conveying to me in addition to their concerns about health care? They're talking about the safety and security of our country, their families, and they're absolutely laser-focused on the high cost of energy. And as you know, Senator Shaheen has already voted to increase our gas prices. She has paved the way through a vote to not only increase national energy taxes as well. So they're laser-focused on security, they're laser-focused on energy, and the problems, the very real problems with health care.
Okay, last question.
What about the Hobby Lobby? She continues to bring up your support for the Hobby Lobby decision.
And thank you.
Overall,
Thank you. Well, thank you. This is the last arrow in the quiver because she knows that she's losing. She knows that women are concerned about, and to sell women short and think that they're only concerned about contraception, I think is not appropriate. They're concerned about everything. They're concerned about their economy, the safety of their kids, their health services, and their ability to do what they want with their bodies, and I support that. Senator Shaheen and I are both pro-choice. We both support Roe v. Wade as the law of the land. I apparently have a different opinion about adoptions than she does, apparently as a result of that attack ad. But when you're talking about that case, remember, we wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Obamacare. There are other lawsuits pending as a result of the mandates being put forth by this terrible piece of legislation. I have always felt, and I have always continued to work to protect the Bill of Rights and the ability to for people to practice their faith. And the Supreme Court gave a guidance as to how we can do both. And once again, she's shown it twice now where she wanted to change the free speech and attack the Bill of Rights in that regard by her recent effort to curtail free speech. And she's also supporting the effort to take away people's religious freedoms. We should not be pitting people's religious freedoms against their ability to do and not do things. We can strike a balance because I have found there are great people on both sides of these issues. To demonize people as a result of their faith and their personal beliefs is not a road I'm going to go down. I'm sorry, I'm just not going to do it. But it's clear right now, crystal clear, where she's going. It's the last arrow in the quiver. When you're down, this is what you do. You kind of make things up. I ask her to take it down. She knows better. I expected more. We served together. And I'm not quite sure what else to say, folks. So thank you for taking an interest. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.